We talked in the Six Keys to Happiness with Your Horse about how fear and excitement collapsed together when we didn't use our fear to make ourselves safe, and then we couldn't tell them apart. I spent a large part of my life running away from exciting things just because I didn't understand that. It's an amazing feeling now. It's part of my happiness thing, for me to be able to recognize excitement and enjoy it. And I have loved helping other people find that too. Well, here's the reason for this lesson. Excitement in your horse brings power. And it's such a good idea to have thought about how you're going to handle that power, because it would be a terrible shame to squash it. I've seen Nevzorov, for example, use that power in dressage, airs above the ground, with his horse leaping around right next to his ear. Oh, I smile at that image. I'm afraid that would be way out of my comfort zone yet. So what would be in my comfort zone? How could I be part of the excitement and the power without flipping into my oh shit zone? Because I don't know about you, but even though I'm an overweight middle-aged lady and not so athletic anymore, I want this power. It's part of my dreams of dancing with my horse. The answer might be as simple as having my horse just move a little bit further away from me while they express that excitement and power. At the beginning, anyway. I'm laughing here. I have felt this with Sunny in particular. I can have all those feet flashing around high in the air, 3 or 4 meters away, but it's not so much fun to be too close. So let's break that down. What would it take for my horse, filled with power and excitement, to be able to move away from me happily and still be in that amazingly wonderful, powerful, exciting place? Well, we would need to have established reliable signals for moving away. Turn this way, turn that, go here, go there. But here's the big deal. We can use the mirror game. We can mirror each other, building the excitement, but using the mirroring itself to communicate what we want. So this is why you really get into the mirror game. This is why you really feel into them with the mirror game and develop a bigger comfort zone with it as you use it for better communication. Because there's a togetherness that you end up with in the mirror game that is a deep communication. We could lift our legs in the Spanish walk. We could dance up and down on the spot in the piaf, or we could extend it into the passage. We could play with expressing that excitement and power in running fast. We could do whatever we dream. And in the mirror game, we can do that in our heads. We don't have to actually do the running. I know there's a couple of you with physical limitations. Wow, does this bring up any ideas for you? Let's take this further to your riding. How are you going to ride that excitement? Can you ride the kind of power and excitement that I'm talking about? Well, that idea makes me laugh. Here's that overweight middle-aged lady thing again. I know I couldn't, but I also know that I can. I know what has to change in order for riding that power to be in my comfort zone. Part of what has to change is my riding ability itself. How boring it sounds when I talk about effortlessly powerful posture. But what that effortlessly powerful posture makes possible is not in the slightest bit boring. And because that takes a while to develop, we're going to start working on that in just a couple of lessons time. So what else has to be in place for me to handle power in the saddle? I'm going to need the same kind of really good communication that we talked about at Liberty. I will definitely need that to be in my comfort zone riding power and excitement. And that will come from the mirror game too. It's the mirror game that has you so together in the mind, body and spirit that you can dance with that power. It's the start of that togetherness. It's how you can create the communication together, create the bond that has you looking after each other, even in excitement and power. So now go have some fun with the mirror game from a whole new perspective. See you next time.